What's up?
What's up, Alana? It's JoJo Alonzo, the baddest Boricua in the game.
And it's your big homie Kodak. What's poppin'?
And we got a special guest with us tonight, man.
Special guest.
Mr. Badass himself, bro.
Boosie Boo in the building. What up? I done turned to the radio personality. You got it locked on 105.3 The Beat.
Boosie Boo in the afternoon.
Boosie Boo, and I'm running the radio right now.
Boosie Boo Radio.
Y'all, I'm not finna be playing with y'all.
Oh, nah, we lit.
It's a lot of testosterone going on in here today, tonight, whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on, Boosie? Fuck going on?
Well, I got the Boosie Badass ATL weekend. It's something I won't do annual now.
Uh-huh.
The first day gonna be the skate party Friday at Metro Center. The adult prom Saturday.
That's at Clark Atlanta?
Clark Atlanta star studded event.
Uh-huh.
And the topless pool party Sunday at my state.
Topless pool party.
Yeah, I don't do regular pool parties like everybody else.
Do you have to come topless?
Nah, like you can be a boss. You can be a boss lady and pay for your ticket. But if you don't pay for your ticket... Well, I pick girls from all across the world. Mm-hmm. And
the world?
Not the world, the United States.
Okay. What state you think supplied the baddest of the bad for the pool party, or for the weekend in general?
Well, tonight I pick Atlanta. I'm going to strip clubs tonight and tomorrow and pick Atlanta. But right now, Houston, man. Houston. Lord Jesus. What I'm bringing from Houston.
Them things be thanking in Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't never been to Houston.
What? You missing
out. Houston got some of the baddest women in the United States.
Ooh, okay. I definitely agree with that.
You said that, too.
I did. I'm telling you. Houston, they be natural, too. Well, probably not now, because everybody got BBL now.
I don't.
Not yet. I give you a few more.
Boy, fuck you. Boy, fuck you. Anyway, so how do people be able to attend these events you got going on?
I got the link in my bio, America's Most Wanted IG.
Uh-huh.
You can go, if you're in Atlanta, you can go to Giorgio's and Greenbrier. You can go to Lenox Pier. You can go to Eventbrite. Badass ATL Weekend. And it's lit, bro. Like,
are you going to put any of these clips on your social media? Like on your Instagram? Like from the pool
the party?
Yeah, from the parties.
Certain stuff.
I'm about to say, because,
boy. The way
your Instagram be set up, I don't know. Yeah. You might as well fire that second one up now.
I might put a little one on Twitter, you know.
Twitter's safe. You can work with Twitter.
Twitter be letting me go, but...
Instagram?
I don't know. I don't think I can put too much from the party on here, because my parties, my topless pool parties are... Something
Wait,
different.
I got an idea.
And my Instagram probably be took if I do too much.
I got an idea. You need to invite Mark Zuckerberg to the topless pool party.
Who?
Nigga over Instagram and Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, he's like an op. Like he's a big op.
That's how you squash shit, Boosie.
No,
you gotta mend the fences.
Zuckerberg is not coming to my house.
Is he not coming, or is he not invited?
That nigga ain't coming. Fuck is you talk about?
Both.
Yeah, both. Damn, well, fuck you, Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying that to myself. My shit got hacked for 24 hours. I was sick. I ain't even do shit.
I'm on my last strike.
Just think if you had 11 million followers.
Yeah.
Shit. I'm barely
paid,
at 20K.
Know, so really, he
fucking up the money.
Yeah, he messed with my bag when he did that. So that's why I came so aggressive at Instagram like that. You know, I'm going to stand up.
Was it the lives you think that
put your puss on live like in $1,000?
No, I think it was. I think it was me taking over during Corona. I think it was me taking over. You know, because my Instagram had never been taken.
Yeah,
I understand that, and it was taken after I posted a girl on my piano, but all her body parts was covered up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she was bust, but her body parts was, everything was covered up.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's why I got it taken. So I feel like it was a...
And then
it was leading up to that. They was just waiting.
And then it kind of came persistent. Then they
and
took,
you know,
all the pages.
People do way more than that,
I was
going to
say, you think they was being petty, though?
I
bro,
think
they
it
was
petty.
Petty, bro, like, because people do way more than that and get their Instagram taken.
I know, motherfuckers be... Thanks for that. Motherfuckers be fucking on their Instagram.
Like, bro, it was just... I had the world at the moment. And they was just... I think they was being petty. I'm going to show you that. Hey,
try to make an example?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I could definitely see that because I've seen whole titties and booty hole on Instagram. Them motherfuckers still got their page.
I unfollowed too many people at one time and they took my shit. I'm like, what, bro?
If I call somebody a stupid ass nigga one more time in the comments, they're taking my shit.
Facts. So, all right, so let's do the breakdown of this weekend. So, Friday, you say you got the skate party.
Yeah, Metro Fun Center.
But they had the strip club on Thursday.
So, you had the strip club Thursday.
Yeah, I'm at every strip club Thursday and Friday.
Every strip club.
Yeah, I'm picking. Like I got 25.
Are you going to party or you casting?
I'm really casting. I'm really going to look and pick like 20 girls from Atlanta. I'm only picking 20 girls from like every state.
Are you looking for big titty bitches or just...
Yeah, what does Boosie like?
I pick and varies. I pick a lot of bad ones. I pick a lot. I pick my flavor because I know what I got is, you know, what I see in my eyes is like top tier.
What about the big girls? You picking any big girls?
Yeah, I picked a few big girls because I want some titties swinging. You know,
he mean like BBW.
Yeah.
The big girls I picked, they sexy big girls.
Yeah, of course.
They
sexy, got to.
The couple big girls I picked, but them titties swinging. I want different... You know, I want flat chested. I want.
Okay.
You know, I want.
It's different strokes for different folks, so it's just like.
Yeah, I gotta pick a dilly bar.
A Piccadilly bar.
You know when you go and you can look at.
You got the buffet.
That's some country shit. Yeah. That's some country shit.
Yeah, I get it.
Louisiana.
Piccadilly.
Yeah, Piccadilly bar. I get it.
Got a Piccadilly bar, and you know I got some toe suckers.
Okay, I'm glad you said that shit. Did you find your toe suckers? Because you said you were looking for three dudes.
Yeah, I got two, three toe suckers right
now. Wait, what? You got it? What? Hold on.
all the baddies, gonna be getting their toes sucked.
I know you fucking lying.
Oh man.
I love my toes being sucked.
You better show up the Boosie Boo weekend.
You better show up. I'm gonna get them toes.
JoJo, if you in there getting your toes sucked, I promise you.
I had an experience of getting my toe sucked for the first time. And
you are a filthy nigga.
Hey, that shit lit now.
And I thought, you know, I thought I was freaky, like, but I went downstairs and I was like, bro, you sucked the toe before? And my little dudes was like, yeah. And I ain't.
What?
You never sucked the toe before?
I ain't sucked no toe. I didn't kiss the top of a toe. I mean, I didn't kiss the top of the feet, like, right here. But I've never put a toe in my mouth.
That's disgusting. You think
that? That's never been my thing to put toes in my mouth.
What's worse, sucking toes or eating booty?
I don't know. I didn't hate ass. All
right, then. Yeah.
But I ain't never put a toe in my mouth.
So y'all trying to tell me that you would rather eat an asshole than suck a toe?
Yeah.
Shit comes out your ass, you know that, right?
And shit and bacteria and shit live in your feet. She can wipe her asshole clean.
Bro.
She can wipe the asshole clean.
She can wipe her feet clean. Jesus.
Nah, the bacteria still gonna be down there. Cause everything you
do. It's just never been my thing, and I was surprised last week in the house, like, how dudes didn't suck toes and I haven't sucked toes. I felt I wasn't freaky enough.
Yeah.
And I thought I was freaky.
Nah. You ain't crossed.
Are you
that,
sucking toes this
ain't
weekend?
Cross that boundary.
Nah, that ain't my thing. Oh, okay. I don't want to put a toe in my mouth. I don't want to put a toe in my mouth.
What if you do it and it just make her extra, like, you know?
She should already be there.
Nah, you don't never know what you can do to make a girl like go the extra mile.
You want your toes up?
Yes.
I got what somebody gonna about? Suck your toes. They gonna JoJo.
Put your toes on live. I get.
They definitely gonna suck your toes.
Damn, that's funny as hell. This shit sound lit. Is the homies invited? Can we pull up? What's up?
Nah, ain't nobody invited. You gotta pay $1,000 to get in here.
$1,000?
Yeah.
Us too?
Oh, nah, I'm gonna let y'all route radio.
Okay, all right, cool.
I'll let y'all see, but y'all can't bring extra.
Nah.
Yeah, you can't bring extra.
I ain't trying to bring nobody.
It's gonna
nobody.
Be you and you.
Yep.
That's it. Ain't no extras coming in.
Nah, cool. All right, cool.
Wait, that's the pool
party. J-Ride with Nightlife.
That's the pool party.
You think it's a game? Oh, yeah, that's the pool party. The skate party, I'm gonna have DC Young Fly, all kind of celebrities. G Herbo in the building for the prom. Like, I got a lot of people coming to support.
Before I talk about that, what made you want to do the adult prom? Did you go to prom?
No.
No? Okay. So is that why you wanted to do the adult prom? Or you just was like, fuck it, it's just some dope shit to do?
And how'd you pick, Clark Atlanta?
Really, I wanted to do a whole thing for Atlanta. By me been living here for like 5 years, and I ain't never did nothing for the city, like, as far as you know, like what I do for other cities. Right, I do something in Jackson, Mississippi every mm-hmm. year. I do something in Baton Rouge every year. And I live here, so I wanted to start this and make it up.
Make it a thing, an yeah. annual thing.
Annual thing.
Okay, that's what's up.
That's
so
hard.
Is it going to be this, these particular dates every year?
Every year, same dates. Okay.
Like Essence.
Is it a specific reason on them dates, or you just picked that?
Nah, I just picked it, and once I go, I go.
Okay. So, Friday is the skate party. Saturday is the prom.
Uh-huh.
And then Sunday is the topless pool
topless.
Party.
Stop. Don't say pool party.
It's topless.
Oh, topless.
Yiddies is yeah, out.
Yeah. Topless party.
Yeah.
Pool party. Topless.
Topless pool party.
Okay.
Yeah. And fireworks after.
You got some food?
Oh, Louisiana food.
Hey, you thought
food,
he...
liquor.
Yeah.
Gas.
What type of gas?
Real exotic. I'm talking about this shit made for animals.
I
what we smoke.
I could tell.
This shit made for animals.
It's ambiance in the air.
Yeah.
That's what they're gonna have at the party. Clean in here.
Anything you want, you know, liquor, anything you want. Just I don't want to say it on the radio, but anything you can pay for anything at my house.
Facts. Yeah. Okay, what time all these events start? Take place?
The skate party starting from 7 to 1:30. The prom 7 to 2 o'clock. It's a dope prom.
Does that mean it's gonna be strippers there?
At the prom?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
When you say adult prom, what you mean by that? Like you keep saying that. You say
adult my adult prom means, let me tell you.
Right.
When you went to high school prom, you probably lost your virgin at your high school prom. But at my adult prom, everybody grown now.
Yeah.
Everybody grown now. At the end of the night, you giving head. It's different from high school. And the one you went to prom with, you're done with. Most of the time, yeah, she Snoop Dogg.
She washed up now.
So
the one you went to prom with, she looked like a damn
turkey. This sounds like a brothel.
A brothel?
No, it's not a brothel.
You talk about some. When you was in high school, you lost your virginity.
It's not a brothel.
This one you get
I'm
head.
Saying that's not going on at my prom because my prom is elegant. It's at Clark, Atlanta. I'm talking about the after.
Big Clark, Atlanta.
Oh, after.
I'm talking about who you going with after this time.
Oh, I got you.
It ain't going to be no sneaking and geeking and all that. You know, already know everybody grown. You know what it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's what's up.
Did you and Kodak ever settle that shit? Because he was mad about that shit, the prom.
Nah, we ain't never get to get. He wanted to, Kodak actually wanted to come in and, you know, like be 50-50 with it.
Uh-huh.
But, I can't do that. This is my idea, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wanted Kodak part of it, you know?
Yeah.
Kodak. Mm-hmm. I wanted Kodak part of it. But next time, I'm going to see if I can some way get him in there and we can make it happen.
That'll be hard. Because somebody got invited to Kodak's prom.
Mm-hmm. Why is you looking at me? Shut up.
Because it was you, nigga.
Yeah. Well. I got invited to this prom, too.
Shit. All right, pull up. Put that shit on.
Yeah, put that shit on because we putting it on. And I ain't never had an event where so many people want to be a part of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this prom is different. You know, like, this prom is different. A lot of people want to do it, just want to be a part of it. And I got a lot of second homes coming. And by doing this, I'm trying to get more support in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, I lost my good friend Trouble. You know, that was like my support. You know, Trouble, Lou, all of them was my support. So I'm trying to build this Atlanta support team. You know, I got a lot of people coming out. But, the real going to rock with the real.
Facts.
For sure. All right, cool. Well, the homies is definitely excited to hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got, JoJo?
That's it.
Okay.
You say we'll keep it short and simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get your tickets, like I told them, link in my bio. I'm also going to be letting them know, you know, a lot of my fans ain't got credit cards. So the day of the pool party, I'm going to drop a location, you know, in Union City where you can come and pay your money and just get on the bus and come to the stadium.
Okay. That's going to be hard. Okay. All right, cool. Well, shit. Boosie Boo Radio.
Yeah.
Kicking it with the homies.
Yeah, yeah, we appreciate you coming in, kicking it with the homies, letting the city know what you got going on.
It's love. You know, ATL, you know I love y'all. It's love, baby. Boosie Boo.
Period. It's the JoJo and Big Homie Show, and we out.